But I think it was a first realization on a large scale, say during the 60s, on a large group of people, partly through history, partly through the intrusion of grass and psychedelics, partly through
the immediacy of the bomb, too.
Yes, the bomb, of course.
See, the bomb is a big one because it changed the meaning of death in relation to life, and it changed the way in which people felt part of very rigid social structures in which they would grow up and grow old and die, and it was all like a small town, like our town. Yeah. It didn't have an our town. That was cut through by that.
So a new apocalyptic sense of a human life.
Yeah.
A revision of the old American high school shibboleth of everybody is an individual and is the God's eye is on the sparrow and every fallen leaf, and you're not a number, you're not a cipher in the void, you're actually numbered by the government's supposed to take care, a private industry takes care. If you call up Wonder Bread and they give you a bad pack, the president will send you a letter if you're 9 years old. So that everybody should be taken care of, and if you go to the hotel and the water isn't hot, they give you big apologies.
Yeah.
Suddenly a new element of emergency broke down all the manners and all the shibboleths, things I learned in grammar school, that everybody was supposed to be taken care of.